these are new businesses, aren't they? Can you remember any of the old ones?
We used to have the butcher of Barton Street, who used to be down there on the corner of Gothic Cottages. He also used to make his own different types of pies, you know, gammon and whatchamacallit, or steak and kidney, which he used to sell. He used to have two or three greengrocers along here, a couple of florists, they weren't really grocery stores, they just sold bits and pieces. And then you had Douglas's over on the corner there, which was, I'd say, the number one local shop in the area. If you didn't want to go all the way over to Asda. So it's a case of, then you had, trying to think, from the India House, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pubs. There were 3 pubs originally in this street, in Victoria Street.
Can you remember the names?
There was the Alma, the Mason's Arms. The Alma used to be virtually next door, behind the back of those, where the first block of houses are, that was where the Alma was. And the Alma was still there when they built this place, and then it was a couple of years after they built this place, the Alma was pulled down, and they built the Gloucester Housing Association section to this. There was a general off-license and general stores here in Victoria. The Victoria Stores, that was owned by I can't think of his correct name. We used to call him Sam, Mr. Sam Patel, and his wife and his grandmother. And that was a hub of local community.
But that's gone now.
Well, it's now. Actually, it was he leased the business out to someone else. It failed, so he converted it into a block of 4 flats. And I was one of the tenants of those 4 flats. I've moved around the area quite a bit. Then you had, where the Princess Plume pub was, it's now the tile shop. There was quite a big bicycle shop down there. And then there's can't think of their name. The fish and chip shop, where the last section of the Alma you had was a fish and chip shop. Reg and I can't think of their name. They was there. They did the best fish and chips in the area.
A guy called Reg.
Reg and his wife, I can't think of their... Oh, it'll come back to me in the middle of the night. Then you had... You had a little cake shop along there somewhere as well. You had a Midland Bank and a Barclays Bank in Barton Street. The Afro-Caribbean Association building was one of the... Was the Barclays Bank, and the Midland one was, when you go to Elm Uriat, next to it is an alleyway. The first shop there, that was the Midland Bank, and I forget what was in the middle. And then there was Alex the Baker in the last shop, which is now, I think, it's partially a restaurant or something like that.